At noon, Tracy.
Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everybody to the March meeting of the Upper Trinity Groundwater Conservation District Board. We're meeting here in our offices in Springtown, Texas, as well as online. For those that are online, please note that we're going to wind up going into a workshop executive session in a moment, and the actual meeting will begin at 5 or shortly thereafter. Director Lusk, would you call roll, please, sir?
Justin Bradley.
Present.
Jared Reynolds. Bob Lusk here. Shannon Nave, Tracy Messler,
Here.
Mike Berkeley, Don Micah,
Here.
Jason Flint.
Here.
We do have a quorum. Do we have anybody for public comment at this point, Doug?
No, sir.
Okay. The board will recess into a closed executive session under Section 551.071 Texas Government Code to consult with the district's legal counsel on the development of proposed amendments to the district rules. This agenda item is being specifically posted as a closed session for the benefit and convenience of the public because it is anticipated the vast majority of the work session will be held in closed session. The board reserves the right, however, to go into a lawful closed session in the future on any item on the board agenda without specifically posting that individual agenda item as one designated for closed session. And the public should not develop any expectation the closed session agenda items will be specifically posted. As such, as the need for closed sessions often arises unexpectedly. No action will be taken in executive session. We will reconvene in open session at 5 o'clock or sometime shortly thereafter. Thank you.
There, motion.
Here we go. I'd
like to welcome everybody to the March meeting of the Upper Trinity Groundwater Conservation District. We're out of executive session. No action to be taken today on the executive session.
I think you need to close. Where's Brian?
I will close the executive session at 5:01 and open the regular meeting at 5:01. Do we have any public comments at this point?
We not. Do you need Should Tracy go on and call roll again, or since he established it earlier?
I established quorum earlier.
Okay.
I will note for the record that those board members who were not here when we started roll showed up within 10 minutes. So. Public hearing, receive any public comments, request to contest, and general manager's report and recommendations regarding the following applications for permits, permit amendments, and a request for exceptions to the district's water well spacing or minimum stock track size requirement. Applicant is M&N Water and Energy LLC out of Fort Worth, operating permit system ID 217P. Doug?
Tracy, can we take item 4 from the regular board meeting out of agenda? I mean, out of order.
Yeah, if you
It's
want to.
related to the permit.
Okay. We need to do 4 first.
I think it would be cleaner.
And then let me, with the board's approval, I'm going to suspend the public hearing first, go to item 4 on our regular agenda. Discussion regarding the request to locate well ID 23546, a replacement well more than 100 feet from the well being replaced, and take necessary action. Doug?
Yes, sir. So we got an application for a well. It's over in Southeast Parker County. If you're familiar, for those of you familiar with the county, it's in part of what Morningstar is expanding north and west, right? It's an old staff went out there. We got the application a while back, been working with them for a while to get everything we needed. Ultimately, it was under a different applicant. Then they had basically had severed in all the groundwater rights underneath all the development and deeded them to a separate entity. So we had to get them to change the name. We had to get that deed. We finally got everything we needed, started working the application. Staff went out there on December 3rd and identified, let me turn the pointer on. There's a location of the well. They identified an existing well nearby. I believe this is technically the well they're trying to replace. A little bit of background. There, this is an old, the old, the well that's there is a Rig Supply well owned by BKV, correct, Kyle? They have not used that well since the district's been created. We have no record of it. Apparently, that well is located in an area that the developer is wanting to develop. Obviously, there's that gas pad between the two. They've got to be a certain houses have to be a certain distance from that gas pad. So they're looking to relocate that well to a more suitable area. You can see it's closer to the gas pad there, basically within that area where they can't build. So they're looking to replace. So we identify the well. They then change their new well application to a replacement well application. However, replacement wells are supposed to be within 50 feet of the well being replaced, or up to 100. Anything over 100 feet from the well being replaced requires action by the board. So as you can see here, the small circle is 50 foot, the big circle is 100 foot. It's actually 830 feet from the well it's replacing. However, it meets, the location meets all district spacing requirements for an 80 to 100 gallon a minute well. You can see there's a 750 feet to the property line. Here's property boundaries. Here is the well spacing requirement. Here's the other well right here, so it's within that area. I'm recommending approving the placement of the well, or the location of the well, as a replacement well at a location greater than 100 feet from the well being replaced. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Board, have any questions? Anybody from the public on this item?
I'll make the motion.
Motion
recommended by the general manager.
A motion from Director Michael to approve the general manager's recommendation. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director Nave. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now back to our public hearing.
Yes, sir. And so that well we just took action on is the well for this permit. So the applicant's M&N Water. Again, I kind of gave you the background on it. They're looking to drill this well. You can see where it's located over here. If you're not familiar with where Morningstar is, it's far eastern Parker County, just north of the interstate. Here's the existing development. They're starting to develop out here towards Mary's Creek. Kind of went through this already. The purpose of the well, they're trying to replace the well BKV had. They're saying to fill a frac tank. Technically, under our rules, they've got 1,087 acres and some change, drilling to 658, aquifer thickness 662. Technically, they could get like 334 million gallons. They're requesting 15,000 gallons a year. That request is extremely low. I think I put in my memo, what did it add, like a inch of water, maybe? That's what they asked for, 15,000 gallons a year. I don't know that the well is actually going to get used. I think, honestly, I think the developer is just trying to replace an asset for BKV, who owns that other well and has mineral rights underneath that property. I don't know where BKV stands on it. Kyle's talked to them about other things. They said they really are just hands off. That's not between us and the developer. The volume is very, very, very low. some people use that in a day or two, watering their lawns. So my recommendation is approval of permit ID 217P in the amount of 15,800 gallons per year.
Board, have any questions to the general manager?
Have a frac tanks of 500 barrels.
Not the district's job to.
Nope.
We issue the permit requests we get. So
if they come back for an alteration, there'll be a second fee with it?
Yes. Permit amendment fee. Correct. Yes.
Do we need to correct? It's showing the location of the well in Nakona Hill Golf Course.
Oh, that's just on my this. Sorry.
Okay.
That didn't get updated.
Just.
I'm looking at the person who updated it. No, it's all good. This just didn't get updated in the PowerPoint.
I'll motion to approve.
A second.
Got a motion and a second. Do I hear any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Close the public hearings at 5:10. Back to the regular agenda. Consent agenda is normal and customary non-controversial Routine items. Any board member can pull any of these items individually off to be discussed individually. This month, the consent agenda includes some minutes to the regular board meeting and public hearing of February 19th, bank statement ending February 27th, approval investment report, payment of bills and invoices received through March 12th, reimbursements for expenses incurred on behalf of the district through March 12th, and approval of requests for extension applications submitted through March 12th. We have at least one additional bill, correct?
We have an expense report submitted by Director Micah for $95.70.
Chair, to entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda with the addition of the late bill.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Director Micah. Do we hear a second? Okay. Second by Director Reynolds. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item two is moot. Item three, discussion regarding a proposed work order from EKI Environmental and Water relating to the updating the development of decision support tools. Take action as necessary, included but not limited to authorizing the general manager to execute the work order or proposal and expend funds for the project.
Doug? So if you remember last fall, we put out an RFQ for a firm to help us with some software. If you can remember, Intera several years ago built us some tools, some modeling tools, a TTIM tool, well impact tool, water level trend analysis, GAM simulation tool, the tool that we use to determine average aquifer thickness, what we use for permitting. They had, you know, submitted a letter last year saying that, you know, they were going to help us through this year, but they were no longer going to support that project, and we're not going to hope. Past part of this year, and then we're not going to host it after the end of this year. So we've sent out an RFQ to hire a firm to transition these tools, upgrade them. Keep in mind, these tools are, but there is no cross timber model on these tools, so we need to get the cross timber into the tools, and we have a new updated Trinity GAM that needs to be up. The tools need to be updated with that. So we went through an RFQ. We selected EKI. With Wade Oliver, who is formerly with Intera, has worked with the district for years. That's his new firm, to help us out. Just a quick reminder, you know, the three big tools are, like I said, the water level trend analysis. We use that occasionally through the year, but really as part of the as part of our management annual management report or management plan annual report. That's how we do the DFC, you know, trends, right, to see where water levels are from all the monitoring wells. The well impact tool, that's what we use a lot for our review of the GACs. We use them for internal analysis of projects. It's basically you just simulate a bunch of wells, run it to see how it's going to impact that local area. The GAM simulation tool was used to run the full GAM. And so EKI has submitted the first work order, and they've broken into three phases. Phase one is what we're talking about today. That's basically digging into the tools, seeing what's there, transitioning the tools to where they're hosting the tools, and then updating them. So task one is to migrate the existing infrastructure so they're hosting it. Task two is the deep dive into the code, into the tools themselves, to identify any issues, performance limitations, opportunities for improvements. Task three is a detailed work plan moving forward. So in other words, task one, what I'm asking you to act on today is moving the well impact tool, which is also the aquifer thickness tool. So this is the tool that we use all the time, the two tools that we use all the time. Transitioning those over to a new host, so they're hosting them, and then analyzing those, digging into those tools, and developing a work plan on how to improve them moving forward, right? Which includes including the Cross Timbers GAM, updating it with the Trinity GAM. Staff has identified a bunch of things they'd like to upgrade, they'd like to the tool, so all that's included. Phase three, just so you know, phase two, they estimate phase one to cost $41,000. Just so you know, the last time we just transitioned the tool from one host to another, of course, Intera split that cost with us, but it was about a $25,000 cost to transition the tool. Phase two is the actual development and deployment of the enhanced tools. So obviously the work plan from phase one will dictate that. They estimate phase two will be 50 to 100 grand. So that's the updating, building of the new tools, bringing in the new models to the tools, basically overhauling them. And then maintenance and hosting, that's going to be ongoing, right? So there's monthly hosting costs for whatever cloud service they use to host the tools. So here's phase one, two, and three. Right now, my recommendations, a motion authorized me to execute that agreement or work order and to expend funds not to exceed $45,000 to finish phase one. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
We will have our data moved over to them well before the end of the year.
Right.
When Intera turns off the switch.
Correct. Intera is going to turn off the switch at the end of the year, but when is it they're going to quit actually fixing any problems? This month, I think, maybe next month. Sooner than that, Intera is going to quit. So the sooner we can get it transitioned over to a new host that'll at least work on it, the better. So that'll be the first thing they do. They're going to sit down. If we execute this agreement, they'll immediately contact Intera, sit down with them, and start working towards transitioning it to a new host as soon as possible. And then they'll start the additional work on it once it's hosted, that they're hosting it.
What choices do we have?
Not much.
We're kind of over a barrel. I spent a good bit of time negotiating with Wade, going back and forth, what we want, what they want to do, what we really need. And I feel pretty confident about what he's provided to us. I feel better.
We were not run over with responses to our RFQ.
We were not.
But we have to close operation for any length of time.
No.
It should function.
Continuous operation.
Yeah, correct.
If there's some problem with the tool after the next month, there may be a little bit of issues in that period of time. But
correct. Yeah. If anything breaks, Intera may not fix it until we can get it transitioned over and then EKI work on it. So
I'm just curious how many SOQs you get.
Two, wasn't it? One.
But it's a well-qualified firm.
Right. Yeah, it's a very well-qualified national firm. They're breaking into the Texas market. And, I mean...
Getting Wade.
Right. Getting we selected them because of Wade, right? We have a history with Wade. Wade's... Not just as Wade's technical expertise, his responsiveness in working with Wade is just... There's qualities of service, right? And it's hard to beat Wade when it comes to like responsiveness and quality of service. Yeah. And unlike a lot of firms, he's very respectful. I mean, he takes input a lot better. A lot of folks get their mindset on what they want to do. Wade's very good at taking input.
Listen to our geeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make a motion. We follow the general manager's recommendation.
Second.
Got a motion. A second. Do we hear any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Manager report on administrative and operational issues. Doug?
Yes, sir. First of all, I just want to apologize to Shannon and his son. This is one of the more boring, uneventful meetings that we've had in a while for you to attend. So sorry about that. We had a very, very fun 5 hours before this, though.
We're not going to try to get a knockdown drag it for you next time either.
No, the big thing is we will submit. We've put together the package for the Texas Water Development Board grant funds. Jill has been working on that really hard for the last several weeks. We got that, I think, pretty much compiled. The last thing we need is once you sign those minutes over there that we approved the consent agenda, we need those because the minutes authorize me to submit that application. So that's the last piece we need to submit to our package. We ended up going with monitoring well project in Hood County. You know, several years ago, Monarch Utilities, Southwest Water, they deeded us a 75 by 75 square property with an old PWS. So the project will plug that well. And then probably drill Glen Rose well, which technically most of the residential wells in that area use the Glen Rose, and then we'll drill a Twin Mountains well. We'll drill the Twin Mountains well first, open hole log, decide how to, complete the well, and then also, as with that log, determine how to, at what depth to drill the Glenrose well nearby. So that's the two monitor wells. There's some pumping that we will likely do, do a step drawdown, do some pumping analysis to get some aquifer parameters at the location. We did include a tool. What's the name of the tool? It's a cement bond logger, but it does all kinds of other stuff too. We included that as part of the grant to add to our suite of tools. Largely, it's going to be very helpful in the, we have our vertical offset provision. It would be very handy if when those were done, we could go out and run a cement bond log to make sure that the seals actually set up and were where they were supposed to be. But again, there's a bunch of additional data that tool provides. So that's included in the grant.
You might explain what it's looking for on that.
Jill, you want to talk about what that tool looks at?
With the log and log, it doesn't always give characteristics of the aquifer. So what this tool would provide is essentially the physical characteristics in a 3D fracture characterization, Poisson's ratio, a lot of other modulus numbers that are potentially useful in characterizing. So we would have increased enhanced resolution.
Right.
I assume it would also tell you whether or not the cement job was any good.
And it will tell you if the cement job.
I mean, that was the biggest part of it.
It is very, very handy. And again, as we get more and more of these vertically offset requirements, it will be something that's very, very useful for the district, right? Because when you say, hey, somebody says, hey, I want to drill this well right here. It's too close to the other well. Okay, I'm going to drill deeper. And we tell them you got to seal it here. It'd be really handy if we could go out and verify that they sealed it. Or if they sealed it properly and didn't just, sometimes you read these state well reports and you see the volume of whatever they used to seal that they poured down there and you just kind of scratch your head.
I'll throw in 10 sacks of cement down the hole and say I'm done.
Right. Management report, that's mine. We've got a few delinquent customers for the production reports. Annabelle's been working with them. There's only a handful. So hopefully we can get it all taken care of and don't have to bring anybody to the board for big violations. Other than that, there's not a whole lot to report.
Do we look like we're going to have any overproduction?
We haven't gotten that far yet, have we? That to analyze to see if anybody's.
No, I mean, I know for a fact these plans.
Right, right. So, Kyle knows of one. Generally, what we do once Annabelle gets the rest of the reports, then we'll start running that analysis to see if there's any overproduction.
Thank you.
Yep.
Do we have it? We do not have any budget amendments at this time, do we?
Not yet.
General counsel's report. Are you talked out, Brian?
Kind of all talked out. One final thing, though. Sorry, there you go. Okay. Our effort to get all of the groundwater information into the standard Texas Real Estate Commission forms, we were working with the broker lawyers committee to get all that in there. We did get it in there. It's great information. It's going to be really good for us. They published rules last fall. I got a bunch of comments back, but mostly on the surface water side of it. And so that's really where the only changes have been is on the surface water side. So we worked with them over the, in January a little bit with the broker lawyer committee to get those issues straightened out so we could get these back before the Real Estate Commission. They published them again on February the 27th. We got 30 days to comment. Assuming they've addressed most of the problems, we're going to finally get that deal done. So we'll see what happens in a month or two. Like 5 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're at the 1 yard line on these things.
Don't drop the ball.
So hopefully we get there.
Can you send us the final draft? Can you just email it to us so we can see it?
Of the rules?
Yeah, the addition to the standard real estate contract.
Yeah.
That you speak of.
I can.
Okay.
Anything else? If not, I believe our next meeting is scheduled for April 16th, is it not?
Do we need to talk about another work session? Do y'all want, is that something the board even wants to consider at this point?
I know we're all kind of thought out, but we do have appendices to go through and then review and see where we're standing.
I think what Tracy's trying to say is yes, so long as you don't invite me.
I didn't even say that, Jared. I'm just going to give whoever's sitting next to you a hot shot.
I'll say it.
Okay. Bob, I want to put you next to him. Can you bring the hot shot next?
Sure, I got it in my back pocket right now. Okay. I didn't use it.
All right. But I think for us to proceed on, we need to proceed on.
Well, let us get back to our office so we can look at.
Yeah, would everybody look at their calendars and see if we might possibly be able to do like we did this time, at least where it's just one trip for us instead of two. Okay.
I think Brian has emailed out the red line to you guys, so you'll have a digital copy. I would encourage y'all guys to kind of review everything we talked about, review everything. If y'all have any comments, just don't hesitate to call or email me. It might be best sometimes to email me and then call, like if you want to talk it through. But I mean, a lot of times, you know, I forget emails. They're important. I flag them or mark them as unread. That's how I remember to do things.
Ford would email any comments to Doug and then let him do the synopsis with Brian.
And then we could, and then let me know, you know, if, you know, I'll probably reach out sometime soon to see if y'all want to do prior to the April meeting. Bob shaking his head. Yes. Okay.
April 16th.
Yes, sir.
If you're emailing any comments, email them to me and
correct.
Okay.
Yes. Make sure if you email comments, make sure you email them to Brian.
Yes, you're right.
And Brian and me. And then you can give me a call and I can summarize conversations with Brian.
Well, let Doug filter through and make sure we're on.
Well, it's just, you know,
both sides know what's talking.
I love this guy, honestly, dude. Brian's a great friend of mine, but it would be much more efficient if, like I said, y'all email it to him and instead of me calling him multiple times, get it all together and then have one sit down visit with him.
There is nothing else. Show the meeting adjourned at 5:39 or 5:29.
5:20.
And I apologize to the board members that I said it would take an hour and I was short. I was way short.
5:27.
Damn. Oh, what the?
I'm looking at Kyle's clock.
Yeah.
Oh, just a reminder, Jill texted me. We are have rainwater harvesting apps in, but we will work on how to address that.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is a little different now.
Yeah, it's way different now.
And then I say I
work to think about the other branch
over there in North Dallas too.
Yeah.
If not. In your
Stevie Bay Vaughan.
Yeah. Of course, I'm not in the music.
Yeah.
7 days a week. So,
yeah. And I got-